Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
It was a real fantastic four for Miami's offense against the New York Jets. It was Jalen Waddle catching all eight of his receptions for over 100 yards, leading the team in receiving yards. Tyreek Hill got on the board with another touchdown, 100 yards on nine receptions. But then Raheem Mostert, 94 yards, two touchdowns on the ground, and Jeff Wilson makes his long-awaited return to the rotation with 11 carries for 56 yards. Usually the story doesn't end there, but on Friday, that was it, Josh. Not a lot of action outside of those four. So before we get into individual performances, is that surprising to see just four guys involved in the action?
Yeah, I think a little bit, but I guess it goes to show you that the Dolphins knew what was working, right, and continued to stick with it. I mean, I guess it's not really a surprise that you're utilizing Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as those 1-2 guys because we keep talking about how we're waiting for someone to step up as that third wide receiver. So that's not too much of a surprise, but the way they were able to close the game out and stick to the run game late, I mean, that was a little bit of a surprise, right? I mean, we still are waiting for Jeff Wilson. Please get your touchdown, right? You're still waiting for at least one or two. I think anytime score or whatever the hell, and Jeff Wilson, and it was a part of my parlay, and it absolutely destroyed it. So, Raheem Mostert, I mean, he looks absolutely unstoppable. Wrote an article for the Finsider. He's three touchdowns away from Ricky Williams' single season record. I think he's still, second in rushing, right behind Christian McCaffrey, and he closed that game out. So, I'm not too surprised because those guys, at least for now, have proven to be the playmakers. And until someone can show you that they can stop them, keep giving it to them. But I was impressed with how the offensive line played throughout this game and especially how that run game closed out the game because we're going to need that hopefully in December and January and February.
I think we could see the injuries on Miami's offensive line a little bit here. Liam Eikenberg didn't allow a single pressure at right guard, which is awesome. I thought Lester Cotton was solid.
I apologize to him. I don't know. Do you want to do it too? I'm sorry, yeah, Liam Eikenberg.
I don't think I guess I kind of got on it a little bit.
He's like the only guy still under contract next year, right? Like he's one of the only offensive line we have under contract. So we got to parade him around. And yeah, I'm sorry.
It kind of felt like the Dolphins ended the day. The rushing stats looked pretty good. 37 carries for 167 yards. But I didn't think it was always smooth sailing for this group. And I thought it was pretty impressive because I think there were a lot of situations where, okay, Raheem Mostert would get 6 yards and then the next two carries would be 1 yard. And then all of a sudden you're in this awkward situation. But Mike McDaniel stuck with it throughout the entire game. Tua threw the ball 30 times. He ran the ball 37 times on the road. That's the recipe for success for a team like the Miami Dolphins. It wasn't always simple, and I got to give Mike McDaniel so much credit for that because he just stuck with it time after time. He didn't go crazy like you would when you have a quarterback like Tim Boyle and you want to throw the ball 40 times in the game. But the Dolphins just kind of stuck within the offense, and Obviously, Josh, the one stat that jumps off the page is Tua's two interceptions, but do you think he played that poorly?
No, I mean, outside of those, and I mean, I was jokingly, again, saying that he was going to have that one that went right at someone's chest. I thought he played pretty good football. I mean, I do think he's still executing well. His timing, again, is sensational, and you have to love that. Again, we talked about how we want to see Jaylen Waddle get more involved. I might have to put some egg on my face because I think right after I said that, I went on there, Sarnie was, you know, saying how I think he's on pace to break his receptions and yards from last season. So maybe it's more so I just feel like he could have made more of an impact like we saw here, right? 8 of 8 for, what, 100 and some yards. I mean, he led the team in receiving, and that's what you want from Jaylen Waddle. You want that 1-2 punch. So Tua Tagovailoa, the way he's playing right now, I'm fine with. Just please stop with those boneheaded, you know, interceptions that hopefully are not going to cost us when we're in a playoff situation, right? That is it's not hurting us now, but there will be a time when it bites us in the ass. So we got to get them out of the way right now.
I'm just wondering if it's just something we have to accept at this point with Tua. I mean, he gets the ball out so quickly, man, and this offense just moves so quickly where the decision's made. I mean, the ball's out of his hand in 2.5 seconds, and again, not math guys, but I mean, for the decision to go from his mind to his arm, that still takes time. It doesn't take a lot of time. So he's coming to these decisions within a second as someone who can't decide what they want for dinner for a couple of hours, man. I think I'm going to kind of settle in the camp here where I'm okay. I entered this game really thinking, let's get a clean performance tool. Let's not turn the ball over. I'll sacrifice 14 points if it means maybe we punt an extra time or two, but it doesn't result in these boneheaded turnovers. I just think it's just how they operate, man. The decisions are made so quickly. If it means you're going to be right 90% of the time and that 10% might hurt you once in a while, I think that's something we just have to settle in with because generally speaking, Miami's first drive, they turn it over on downs. Hated the play call on fourth down to throw a fade to Tyreek Hill. That said, he should have caught it. It was a play he should have made. It was a great throw by Tua. Just still don't like the play call. I think both those things can be true. But, man, if he's going to do 243, the touchdown, you take back a couple other plays, a couple other players on the offense making a couple miscues. Overall solid performance, and I'll swallow the interceptions. It is what it is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Tua stan. I'll swallow the interceptions as well. I feel like at some point in the playoffs, you know, there's going to be these haters that sit here and detract it and say, you know, and it'll be that critical moment of a game. So do want to clear those up. But yeah, man, if he's going to go out there and continue to deal like he is, yeah, I'll take it any day of the week. We were so far down at one point, right? The last 30 years at quarterback. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa is a saint. QB1 all the way.
And we can't understate the efficiency. Going 8 for 8 with someone like Jaylen Waddle to get over 100 receiving yards, 114 to be exact. I mean, that's just so, so impressive to not lose yardage on those, to not lose an opportunity to get yardage on those. Tyreek killed 9 of 12. But, man, Jeff Wilson, another 3 targets. He caught all 3 for 17 yards. I thought that was an interesting one. Durham Smythe caught 1 of 3 targets for 10 yards. And outside of that, Raheem Mostert targeted once. I think it was like the first play of the game. And they were wondering if he fumbled it. That was a whole fiasco. They ended up ruling that incomplete. And then Braxton Berrios also targeted once and no receptions. So, Josh, you mentioned Tua dealing, but he's not. It's not the blackjack dealing we're really used to. So what are your thoughts on here when you got just, you know, 4 guys involved with the offense and then you got Durham Smythe, another reception. I mean, Darrington Evans had two rushes, before he fumbled the football. I mean, there wasn't a lot happening outside of the Big Four.
I was going to say free Robbie Chosen, right? That would be my first.
There it is.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm okay with it if you're winning games, but I mean, this is something that we definitely have to keep an eye on as the season progresses. We still want someone to step up in that number three spot. We talked about how awesome Braxton Berrios looked earlier in the season. Maybe River Craycraft. You know, there was a run at late in that game that Raheem Mostert touched down. I think Kyle Krabs slowed it down a little bit. At least he brought it to my attention. I mean, I've been running around. I'm sure you're not on Twitter all the time, Jake, but I saw it out in my corner eye. River Craycraft comes in from the side and kind of seals things off on that Raheem Mostert touchdown where he kind of walked the end zone line like we would do in Madden if we're playing some dude online trolling him. So I'm okay with it for now, but I think when you play some better teams, when you get into the playoff situations, you're going to need more than just Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. But it's a testament probably to the Jets defense too, the way they were able to attack the Dolphins, because I mean, it was a battle out there, right? But Tyreek Hill, man, unbelievable performance.
Devon Achane, obviously he didn't play. Expectations are he will be back this week against the Commies. Who's another guy you want to see involved? Is it River Craycraft as he gets healthier and returns to form? Is it Braxton Berrios? Is Durham Smythe going to be someone who you can rely on just to get kind of 40 yards on three receptions, maybe an occasional touchdown? Because I think they're going to need that third target, especially late in the season. Those last three games of the year stick out to me where you're just going to need somebody. I mean, I look back to last year, that Buffalo game late in the year where I mentioned this before, there was a backup tight end. He had his first career touchdown, and when he was wide open all alone in the end zone. Those are the playmakers you're going to need late in the season, and I'm curious to find out who those are.
Yeah, who'd you say? Did you throw a name out there? My thing did the little hiccup, the little RoboCop hiccup.
Well, you mentioned River Craycraft. Is anyone else popping to mind? Robbie Chosen. We're still waiting for that revenge game. I'm sure there's another team that he's been on that they'll play eventually.
Yeah, I thought maybe you said Achane. I thought you were talking about Achane instead, about how maybe once he comes out there, you know, get him involved a little bit more in the passing game, maybe. I mean, that's what I thought you were saying.
That
but Jeff
sense.
Wilson, to our surprise, I mean, he's been active at least in the passing game. So you wonder if they don't like getting him the ball, giving him a chance to, you know, run a guy over and maybe pick up that extra yardage. But yeah, we need someone to step up in these final weeks, and we just need to limit some of those mistakes. But I'm very happy with the way this offense is playing, especially when you think about all the different injuries, right? I mean, we'll talk about the injuries. Teron Armstead's out again, right? I mean, we're sitting here mixing and matching and putting together this puzzle, and as of now, they're going out there and playing as good as any team in the NFL.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.